Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of the Parkinson Spiegel Show Draft Special, featuring Dave Wunstead and Patrick Menely. Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
This is getting very real, folks. The Tennessee Titans have selected J.C. Latham, tackle from Alabama. So Romo Dunze is on the board, and Atlanta presumably will not be taking Romo Dunze. Obviously, they could. But they have used first-round picks on skill position guys each of the last 3 years.
They've got Kyle Pitts. They've got Drake London. They've got Bijan Robinson.
Obviously, you need a ton of weapons. They just spent a ton of money on Kirk Cousins. But this feels like a spot where Odunze could be there for the Bears at 9. J.J. McCarthy is on the board. Odunze is on the board. Brock Bowers is on the board. And no defensive player has been taken.
We heard earlier today that the Bears were open for business and that the Rams, among others, were looking to get into the top 10. Pat Manley, how would you feel if the Bears traded out of number 9?
I'm fine with it. That's what I would like them to do. I've seen too many good second round picks that I've played with turn out to be, you know, cornerstone players for the Bears. So whatever they can trade back and get, I don't know what that is, but adding more picks to me is important. I would do it because I think there's enough guys on my draft board or my thoughts of walking in and helping out this Bears team that I think a couple more picks or one more pick or whatever is going to happen with it if they do that is definitely worth it.
You know, I look at this. This is what I think is going on from my experience. Ryan Poles is sitting there now saying, do we want to swap with Atlanta? Do we want to go up there? It's about 50 points. That might be a fifth or sixth round pick. Is he that important? If he is the guy we want, let's get him and go home. If he's not, now I'm on the phone right now to Vegas. I'm on the phone right now to Minnesota and Denver. And those picks, value-wise, would be anywhere between 100 to 200 points, which is a third-round pick. So if they would trade with any of those three teams, they would most likely pick up a third, okay? And you better be ready for that, because if they're sitting there and they're thinking that Odunze is going to be there and he's not, now you got to pick somebody. And you know, or trade down. And we've been in that situation a lot. We said, oh, we'll just trade down. Well, guess what? At the end, everybody says, we don't want your pick. We're going to sit. So you better be ready to pick somebody. So I think there's a lot going on right now there in that war room. I know there is with the Bears. Do we jump up one for basically nothing? Is he that valuable to our team?
Interesting.
Or do we sit and wait it out? Or we're on the phone right now trying to work out a trade for a third-round pick with one of those three teams, and if we have to get out, and we're moving right now.
That's fascinating, Coach. And to your point, last year, that's what Philly did with the Bears. Mm-hmm. They moved up from 10 to 9, or from 9 to 8 to take Jalen Carter. Yep. Or no, yeah, it was 10-9. And then the Bears ended up taking Jalen Carter. So they just – it was a future fourth. They moved up one pick in this spot. I think the Bears are probably sitting very pretty at this point. You know, Atlanta has been – they've been a tough team to peg. A lot of people thought they would take you know, the top defensive player on the board. Some people even have been saying that they were a spot for a quarterback, even after the Kirk Cousins thing.
That strikes me as crazy to use a number 8 overall and a quarterback when you just signed Cousins.
There was gambling money on that earlier in the week and last week. But, yeah, I it wouldn't make any sense to me as well. You figure that they're trying to win double-digit games this year. Obviously, they're not going to be picking in the top 10 again for a while. So, like, that would be the logic behind that. Like, get a premium quarterback prospect, do the Alex Smith Mahomes thing, have him sit behind a guy that you like in Cousins. But, yeah, you just gave him a $180 million contract with 100 guaranteed.
What Coach Wanstead just detailed about the feelings in the draft room. Coach, tell us more about that. What do you think might be going on with Ryan Poles right now?
Well, they're holding their breath right now that somebody's not trading with Atlanta. If Odunze, that's what we don't know. How valuable is he? If they're saying there's no question that he's the guy, he's better than anybody else, because you can't be guaranteed, guys, that someone's going to trade up, that you're going to trade down. There's no guarantees of that. So if you like the guy that much, I would say go get him, and for basically nothing. Now, if you feel like there's some other possibilities, or somebody tells you, if you want to trade, we'll give you a 3, then you can sit. If you got somebody's word on it that you trust, then you can sit and you can move with – you can do it with Minnesota. You could do it with Denver. You could do it with Raiders. It all need quarterbacks. So that needs to be worked out right now.
Hey,
right,
Coach, now. I'd suspect that both Denver and Minnesota have been on the phone with both Atlanta and the Bears.
Absolutely. 100%. Right? 100%.
I mean, Vegas, too.
I'm shocked that Atlanta didn't change. I'll see who they take. But if they take the edge rusher, Dallas Turner, I will be disappointed that they didn't trade Don, because he's a good player, but I don't think he's the best one at that point.
Not a single defensive player off the board. Atlanta could have the first pick.
In the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Wow.
Whoa!
Washington.
There's the first one.
We got the first shocker of the draft.
Yep.
They gave him $100 million guaranteed for him to train Michael Penix Jr.
He's going to play. Penix is going to sit, I guess.
I know he's going to sit, and maybe he sits for 2 years.
Hey, guys.
Smells funny.
Do you know one of the points that people, what they didn't like, obviously the two knee injuries with Michael, but the age. He's 24 years old. They said, do we want to get a guy that's that old? By the time, and now they got him with behind Kirk Cousins. That's really interesting.
Is it possible there's a trade that's not announced here yet, or something in the works, that this is a pick for Denver or a pick for Minnesota? This is crazy to give $100 million to Cousins and then draft this guy who's old, as you say, Coach. It doesn't make sense to me at this point.
Well, we did that in 91. You know, we drafted for Detroit. We took Calvin Pritchard with the 20th pick, and we were trying to trade out of it. And Wayne Fonts, the head coach at the time, couldn't get a hold of Mr. Ford. So Jimmy says, just tell me who you want, Wayne. Give me your word that we're going to make the trade. You'll give us all these picks. We were trying to get out of number one because we had two of them. And Wayne says, you got my word. So we picked Calvin Pritchard. We drafted him. It's in the books. And then we traded him. I've been part of that.
Brian Baldinger called this actually on First and Pod. He said that he had been hearing that they were going to take Penix and that they loved the quarterback. And the logic was basically that they knew they were going to be good next year with Cousins, and they like their defense and their offense and now the QB, so they won't have a premium draft pick to go get the next quarterback for a while. So do the Jordan Love thing. Obviously, Kirk Cousins isn't Aaron Rodgers, but draft Penix, let him sit, let him learn, and they'll have their QB succession plan in a couple of years. Brian Baldinger called it on my podcast 2 weeks ago. That's crazy. And now, boys.
Bears are on the clock.
The pick is in.
Rome is on the board.
Let's see if you get disappointed, Danny.
Let's go.
No, it has to be. Guys, there's nobody else, in our opinion, that has that value.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been the most heavily rumored teammate for Caleb Williams, the most heavily rumored pick.
Come on.
The betting lines have had it as well. The Bears pick is in. And we'll see who it is. But if it is Roma Dunze, that's incredibly exciting for the wide receiver core and for a long-term future with Caleb Williams.
And by the way, you know what's fun is watching Danny right now? Danny, you look like a 10-year-old self right there, just so excited.
I mean, come on, man. Like, make the obvious pick. Wait, listen, Roma Dunze flew to Detroit with him. Danny, can I hear Roma Dunze from earlier today, please, talking about Caleb Williams?
Oh, it would be great. I think it would be, you know, a dynamic duo to start our careers off together, and that would be something special for sure.
What are the conversations that you and Caleb have had?
We've just chopped it up about different situations, you know what I mean? We've worked out, you know, just got better as players, and, you know, it's not like we get to choose exactly where we want to go, so we're leaving a little room for whatever happens, but, you know, we both agree on it being something special if that were to happen.
They've worked out together. Caleb Williams on Instagram a couple hours ago was posting about Roma Dunze's fit being clean. He worked out with Caleb Williams and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
You know who he reminds me of, guys, watching him all year, obviously, on the college stuff? Michael Irvin. I mean, this guy, think of Michael Irvin. Big, strong, physical, catches everything, right, back in the day.
Yep.
This guy has probably got the best hands of, or arguably the best hands of any receiver, and uses his body well and plays physical and carries the pads. He can play the X receiver. That is something, you know, you can move around DJ Moore and obviously Keenan Allen's a slot guy as it is, but this guy is an X receiver lined up outside. And
Coach, if they do this, as a defensive coordinator, what does that do for you game planning against three receivers like that?
Well, you're going to have to – it puts a lot of pressure on you, obviously.
How hard is that?
Yeah, it's real hard.
Yeah.
They could have the three best receivers of anybody in the league.
It would be the best wide receiver trio in the NFL.
That's a heck of a wide receiver room right there.
Exactly. That's, you know.
It's probably not the best duo, but it would be the best trio.
In the 2024 NFL draft.
There we go.
The Chicago Bears select – Rome Odunze.
Yes!
Wide receiver, Washington.
There you go.
12-year-old Danny Parkins right there.
Man, all the years that I've worked with Danny, seeing him on the stump for Jamarik Chase over Penei Sewell for that pick when the Lions were talking about what to do, all the years you have wanted a true number one wide receiver to be prioritized by a modern NFL team in the Bears.
How about them? How about them being on the same plane? Now, was that kind of a godsend?
That's pretty cool.
Is that something? I mean, think about that. What's the
odds? Oh, my God.
They've known that it was a possibility, played against each other, really like each other, and are now ready. And I do think this is going to be the best wide receiver room in the NFL.
Welcome to modern football, Chicago.
Agreed.
We finally have a GM who gets it. The point is to put the ball in the end zone. Defense wins championships. Okay, great. It's a thing of the past. It still matters. But you want to have a dynasty, you need to have a great quarterback. You want a great quarterback, you need to surround him with great weapons. Keenan Allen will not be here for that long. Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams lined up on the same rookie contract timeline to hopefully form a dynamic 1-2. Yes, Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow type of tandem for the next 8 years is a remarkable thing. This is a premium talent at a premium position on the offensive side of the ball. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We have Roma Dunze talking about his Bears fan connections. Here's Rome.
Me watching this Devin Hester highlight, dude was going crazy. And I would watch that highlight probably over 1,000 times. Like, and I was just so fascinated with it. Like, my family wasn't like watching football every Sunday. Like, that's not really how we were. I don't even know what kind of draw me to that. At that age, I didn't know that my pops played football growing up, like in high school either. So it was just like, I don't know, I guess something was in me that I just was kind of drawn to the sport. And he really inspired that Devin Hester in me, just cause, you know, when you turn on his tape, it's like, boy, like
right,
that Lil Wayne on the track. I was like, oh boy, I gotta do some of that.
First NFL jersey, Brian Urlacher, my auntie gave it to me, I think, when I came out here to see the Chicago Air Show.
I have come to reclaim Rome for my people!
What a perfect night. This is so great.
His first NFL jersey. Pat Manley, Rome's first NFL jersey was a Brian Urlacher, inspired by watching Devin Hester. How does that sound?
It's great. I mean, he's got a little Chicago Bear in him already, which is exciting. This is just – Danny, it was fun just to watch you react that way because I'm excited too. I mean, they're finally investing in the offense. That never happened when I was there. For almost 16 I – mean, they never invested in the offense. This is fun, and you're right. The NFL has changed. I'm excited to see what these young guys can do. And now you have, talking to Coach here as a defensive coordinator, head coach, how do you plan for this attack of those three wide receivers and DeAndre Swift? Like, that's going to be a nightmare. That's a hard week of work, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it makes DeAndre Swift's job a little easier, you know? I mean, really.
It makes Caleb Williams' job easier. Yes. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm. They are now delivering a nest to Caleb Williams that includes two veteran wide receivers who just went over 1,000 yards and a top 10 wide receiver pick who a lot of people think is the next A.J. Brown. Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett and DeAndre Swift and a really good defense and a capable offensive line. Coach, this has got to be – Matt Eberflus has got to be thrilled with this full assortment that he now has on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I go back to this, and I know Danny's giddy, and he should be giddy, but I look at this like it was the best player on the board. You know, this guy was a legitimate top 10 player, and they took him. I mean, otherwise you're getting into trades and you're moving down and you don't know who's going to be available and all that stuff. So they made a good decision, and, you know, I'm not going to go over the top as far as Danny is, but –
Who is, Coach?
Yes.
But hold on a second.
But the guy's a great player. He's the best player available. I mean, I would have drafted him too. You got to take him right there. You don't want to take anybody else at number 9.
He averaged 17.8 yards per catch on 92 catches with over 1,600 yards, 13 touchdowns. He had an 83-yard punt return touchdown. He had a 14-yard rushing touchdown. He was a team captain.
Yep.
This guy plays the X. He is a big-bodied receiver who apparently is a 10 out of 10 character guy. When he got to Washington, he looked up all of the Washington receiving yardage records, broke most of them, set that as a goal when he got on campus. Tough as hell. Broke a rib and punctured a lung, recovering an onside kick, didn't leave the game. This dude is a baller. He wants to be Davante Adams. That's the guy that he studies for his footwork and his ability to get open. He thinks that he's the best receiver in a class that has Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. There is nothing not to like about the prospect that is Rome Odunze.
He's complete. Nope. He is complete.
Absolutely. Michael Irvin.
It's a great name, Coach, and you coached with him. You saw it. I mean, Michael was big and could fight through some contact. Michael was fast enough, right? And on this one, I was reading Odunze had 28 contested catch opportunities. He caught 21 of them, which is an incredibly high number. So
and you know,
he's strong.
Yeah, speaks. And you know what else, Danny? You always have to look at these skill guys. They run all these 4.3s and 4.4s and 4.2s. But what do they run when they put the pads on? We used to say that about Michael all the time. Michael might be 4.55, but when Michael puts shoulder pads and helmets on and pants and all the gear, he runs 4.55. And that's what separates, in my opinion, the skill guys. And this guy runs, he carries his pads, as we used to say. And that's a big deal. Some of these little scat guys can run fast, you know, in their underwear, but you go out there and put shoulder pads on them, and all of a sudden they're a different guy.
Coach, I got a question for you. I'm going to bring it back to special teams. You talked about the 83-yard punt return. He's only had 3 in his career, but being the 9th pick, would you allow him to maybe earn the punt return job? Boy. If he's that special of a player? I'm sorry to put it that way, but I think the more time you can get the ball in a player's hands,
I would say is it wouldn't take him long to win the job.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But
would you be willing to do that? Or would you say, no, you are a wide receiver, I don't want you doing that,
no,
take that extra hit?
I would have him working back there. I would try to find somebody else to do it.
Yep.
But he would be out there early every day catching punts and being part of it and coming to special teams meetings and be a part of the plan.
Sure.
Well, regardless of what anybody thought or wanted, and Pat, I know you and I were both of the mind that it was totally cool to trade down. Mm-hmm. And I was cool to trade down even if Rome was there. But there's no way to not be excited about this because of who he is as a person, what we've heard about him, and we'll hear some of the stuff that we've heard from great guests over the past couple months of
Paul's
position.
People have to hear what Brock Heward had to say.
Oh, my
him.
God, I thought Brock Heward was amazing about Adunze. Brock, who does Pac-12 games, just phenomenal stuff that you'll hear on this show. But it's incredibly exciting to have them prioritize that. And have the room as stacked as it is in wide receiver.
I got to make one point, guys. How about this? So I did a couple shows earlier, and everybody's saying the odds are they're going to take a defensive tackle. Ryan Poles did a great job of – and you know what I said? It's a smoke. It's a joke. They're trying to get somebody to jump up ahead of them to take them. They got two good young defensive tackles. Billings played good. They're not – this kid's no top 10 pick. The kid out of Texas, he's a good player. Murphy, but please. I mean, but that
Yes, Coach, you're right. They prioritized offense over an interior defensive lineman. Thank God.
Well, no.
Well, I don't know. Danny, I disagree. I disagree with Danny. They didn't prioritize that. I mean, if there was a great pass rusher there, if there was a Will Anderson there, now you're going to say he's prioritized.
Well, that's the point, right?
If there's an offensive lineman there and that, at least in my opinion, that I thought was the number 9 pick, then they're prioritizing him, or a corner, or whoever.
You're saying he's clearly the best player on the board.
Absolutely.
And, Coach, all those defensive players, you don't love Dallas Turner?
No, I don't like him.
You don't love Byron Murphy? As you're talking about, you don't love Latu.
I love Latu, but, cervical, I mean, is he going to pass your physical? Mm-hmm. Some teams will pass him, some teams won't. I like Verse, the guy out of Florida State.
Right, but he's not explosive enough to be
– not the 9th pick. I'd take him 12, 13, 14. I would definitely take him.
So it's interesting. So, Danny, those trade-down options, and then you're looking at, the third tackle or the fourth tackle if you trade down, and they don't need the wide receiver, so it ends up logically leading here. You know what I keep thinking about? Remember when Ryan Poles traded for Chase Claypool, and Lord knows it didn't work. But what did he say? You know where I come from.
Yes.
You know where I come from. And that's Kansas City. And we knew then that when the time was right, he was going to be a guy who did value offense the way that modern NFL teams and organizations need to value offense.
We have a new quarterback in the NFC North. The Vikings and Jets have swapped picks. Minnesota moved up from 11 to 10 to select J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. So it's Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Caleb Williams, and J.J. McCarthy.
McCarthy, a smart quarterback, good in the pocket. Now working with Kevin O'Connor. Kevin O'Connell. That could be an interesting combo in Minnesota.
312-644-6767. Hey, I'm going to give the Bears an A. They've won the draft. They have Caleb Williams and Rome.
Well, they had two
Odunze.
Picks in the top 10. They should win the draft. It wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, well, A-plus, Pat.
Okay, I like it. All right, I like it.
A-plus-plus.
All right.
A new QB wide receiver tandem for the next 8-plus years. QB for hopefully about 20. This is an amazing day for the Bears. We want to hear from you. You will hear Brock Heward on Rome Odunze. It is the Parkins and Spiegel draft special with Wanstead and Manley right here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Score. Penix play action. Looking to go over the top. He catapults it down the field. Odunze's alone.
Back shoulder. Odunze walls his man off for another Washington touchdown.
Launching for the end zone. Forget being patient. Odunze. And Washington takes the lead.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
All right, thank you, Rome. You just caught balls from quarterback Caleb Williams just last week. How excited are you to play with him?
I'm thrilled. You know, I got to watch him play from across the sideline, and I know how special he is, so I'm so excited to get to work from day one and go do something special.
What has this Bears staff done to create a foundation for success right away in Chicago?
I think they've been building it for a little bit now, and I when I visited with them, you know, they're determined, they're tenacious, and I think I can get along well with them. So they've been doing it for a while. I'm just another piece to the puzzle.
All right, congrats, Rome. Happy for you.
Thank you. Go Bears.
We're back with more of the Parkinson Spiegel Show Draft Special, featuring Dave Wunstead and Patrick Menely. Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
I am still in shock hearing that on how well this has broken for the Bears and those of us who believe that you need to outscore your opponent in order to win. It's truly a remarkable, remarkable day. It's the Parkinson Spiegel Draft Special live from Detroit. And I got to imagine, Coach and Pat, that Aurelio's is tasting even better now.
Well, if we'd ever be able to eat any, the rest of the staff here keeps eating it. I'm sitting here behind the microphone. They keep walking over there and eating it all. But no, seriously, special thanks to Aurelio's Pizza. It's darn good. I love it during pre and post game show. You know they're 65 years young? 65 years young.
Are you reading? We're supposed to read a commercial?
No, I got it. I got it, Coach. I got it. All right. No. Just to let you know, you can order from any of Aurelio's 37 locations. You can also visit aureliospizza.com for the location nearest you. And like I said, they're celebrating 65 years. It's the sauce.
It's the sauce. Hey, Danny.
Yeah, go ahead, Coach.
Just to piggyback on what Danny said, I mean, the way this has fallen, absolutely. But Ryan Poles, you know, what you got to appreciate about Ryan, he gets it. He said, hey, you know, we've done a good job, but the opportunities have been unreal that presented themselves. And it really goes back to Lovie Smith beating whoever they beat for the Bears to get the number one pick. Think about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
The stars have been aligned correctly, and that has to happen. And for people to stick their head in the sand and don't want to admit it, I mean, Ryan Poles talked about it. I give him a lot of credit for that. And the same thing with today, what you just said, Danny. I mean, things fell perfectly for the Bears.
We went over that earlier in the show, Coach. I mean, they had to convert a 4th and 10 on that drive, a 4th and 20 on that drive. Davis Mills had to get a 2-point conversion on that drive for the Texans to beat the Colts. Then the Panthers had to be the worst team in the league for the Bears to get this pick. A truly remarkable run of events.
Yeah, David Tepper had to overrule Frank Reich and others to make sure they got Bryce Young instead of C.J. Stroud, you know? So it is a remarkable, remarkable turn of events. Guys, at the top of the hour, you'll be able to enjoy some Aurelio's. Top of the hour, Rami Makhlouf and Hub Arkish will be in on the score following us, Parkinson Spiegel, with his special draft show. And they'll keep rolling with phone calls. They'll also have audio for you of Caleb Williams, audio for you of Rome Odunze, and Ryan Poles. And then, of course, tomorrow, the full broadcast day with all of us right back here after a historic night in the Bears draft. That's for damn sure. Rome Odunze is a badass of a wide receiver.
312-644-6767.
You know what I'm excited for? Or not to cut you off, Danny, but thought just came to mind.
Bring it, Coach.
I can't wait to go up to an OTA practice and actually see what they're going to do on offense. You know, I mean, really. I mean, and I know that sounds oversimplified for people listening, but I mean, is it going to be a 3-wide receiver offense? We got a couple good tight ends, or is it going to be multiple? It's going to be real interesting because now Shane, the offensive coordinator, well, he does have some choices.
Yeah, he likes 12 personnel and 13 personnel usually with a lot of tight ends. But when they're in 11 personnel with the three wideouts, let's go, baby.
This is going to be very – yeah, I mean, Jackson Smith and Jigba did not love how little he was used when they had Lockett and Metcalf.
That's but okay,
I mean,
but we're talking about the weaponry and the pressure it puts on a defense, like Pat and Coach were talking about earlier.
These are high-class offensive problems, something that Chicago has not had in a long, long time. She's been waiting patiently. She is our de facto producer. We call her Ashley. Coach calls her Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie.
Ashley, welcome to the Parkins and Spiegel Draft Special.
Let's go, guys. This is so exciting. It's better than being a kid on Christmas morning. So excited. We're stacked.
Isn't it amazing? Stacked so on awesome. Offense.
I mean, I was born in July of 86. Never been around for a Super Bowl for the Bears. I'm so excited.
All right. Thank you, Ashley, Leslie. Thank you so much for staying up with us.
You know there's an O-line as well, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, there
on
is.
On the offense,
right?
that's important as well.
Oh. So. Well, we got an all-rookie right tackle.
Hey, man.
Okay,
Pat,
I'm just asking. I'm just throwing it out there.
Thank you.
Ryan Bates is the center, right? I mean, Ryan Bates is the center. I'm not thrilled with that. But, you know, it's not like they're – but they'll probably take a center in this draft later, don't you think, Pat?
Yeah, and or guard. I mean, Tevin Jenkins is going to be up, right, after
Tevin
this
Jenkins
year?
Up after this
yep.
year.
And injured a lot. Nate Davis has been injured while he's been here. So I still have questions about what's up front. But I trust Ryan Poles, like we talked about earlier. He's earned my trust. He knows how to scout, and I think he's doing the right thing. And he's wanted Bates for a while now, 2 years? So maybe he's the guy. Maybe he knows how to use him.
You know a good time to draft a guard? With the 29th pick in next year's draft.
Yeah, but what about this year?
They'll be fine. Caleb will run
around.
The way
you were celebrating, are we going to the Super Bowl this year?
I mean, they're double-digit wins, man.
No.
I will take that.
Me too.
An interior lineman later in this draft, Pat, whether it's Tanner Bartolini, somebody like that, somebody from deeper
just keep throwing
in the
center names. I don't know.
I like the center from West Virginia, Spiggs.
Oh, Frazier?
Yeah, he won't be there.
Yeah, no, he'll be gone. But you know,
he's
Bears
good, though.
Top 10 picks for the Bears over the last 25 years: Mitch Trubisky, Kevin White.
So hold on, guys. Nine picks next year, right?
Nine picks.
Next year. What about drafting a center for Caleb Williams, using some of those picks to get up and grab one?
You bet. Well, we'll see what they need.
Sure.
That's why I didn't want to trade up in this draft and give up future future stuff. I mean, you're going to need. You've got 2 seconds next year. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to use them to try to perfect your roster, ideally, after a 10-win playoff season.
And don't lose sight of this. Let's just say that, second round. We're into the second round, and there's a – And if people are still calling, even though we don't have a pick, everybody's calling. Or Ryan Poles gets on the phone and says, hey, we'll give you a 2 and whatever next year for your 2 this year. And now you go out there and you grab my guy is Jackson Powers Johnson, the kid from Oregon. This guy's Olin Krutz, but 300 pounds today. Bring him in, put him at center. He's going to start for you for 10 years and go to the Pro Bowl.
You're getting gluttonous, Coach. No. They're not going to be able to get him.
I wish they had ammo to do it, Coach.
This guy's a beast. I love this guy.
They have it. If they're sold on him, they could do it. But would you want him to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Poles, like to your point, Pat, really he tried to get him a couple years ago. I think he's got his guys on offensive line. I think he believes in Bates. Not that he won't draft one in the later rounds, but I think that the starting offensive line for this year is Braxton Jones, Tevin Jenkins, Ryan Bates, Nate Davis, and Darnell Wright. For people who don't know as much about Rome Odunze, Brock Huard is one of the top analysts in college football. He's a Washington Husky alum. He's based out west. He does national games, but he also does a lot of Pac-12 games because of where he's based geographically. He did the Pac-12 championship game. He was on the Parkins and Spiegel show for Poles position a couple of weeks ago. This is what he said about Rome Odunze.
Rome Odunze, you're talking about, and I'm super biased with this because I'm an alum and I'm wearing my little Husky hat for you today. Figured we'd talk a little Husky football.
Yeah.
Rome is on my gold medal, silver medal, bronze. He's on my medal stand of being one of my favorite Huskies ever. Over the last 20 some years or close to it of covering sports, of being in the media and doing all that, just watching all these guys having football camps back up in the Pacific Northwest, watching him around friends, watching him, frankly, in our building. We had a charity event around the holidays called Holiday Magic, and he and a number of the Husky guys came in the building and just blew everybody away. Selfless, humble, appreciative, and then as a football player, man, he's just phenomenal. So I think more and more, the longer I'm in this, guys, the longer I do this, and this is a really cool segment that you guys do. We do a draft preview the entire month leading up to the draft as well. It's a fun segment for me because I'm on the road. I see these guys. I sit in meetings. I feel like I get closer to them, and I'm able to actually bring all that fun stuff from the road to my radio show and in the mornings in Seattle. And Rome's off the charts, man. That would be a home run. I think if you're a Bears fan, you're hoping that he ends up still being on the board when pick number 9 does come.
Man, that's quite the endorsement. I agree that the longer I'm in this business, at a different realm of it than you. I don't know football the way that you know it, but like the quality of person, the quality of character, the effort, the commitment to it, the love of the game, that stuff, it matters a ton. And that's what we don't know. So that's what we're asking. And for you, that's off the charts with Rome, it sounds like.
I mean, you just can't be, really, you can't be better. And it's not phony. It's not disingenuous. Got a good friend of mine that's a captain of a fishing boat. He was a Seattle Fire Department captain forever and ever. Cool article was written on this a couple weeks ago in the Seattle Times newspaper. And they did a fundraiser for the Huskies as well, and kind of an NIL fundraiser. And it was Fish with the Husky. And Rome ended up on my buddy's boat. And Captain Tom was like, I don't know if I've met a better young man. And he had such a blast fishing. He'd never done it before. He absolutely loved it and said, hey, Captain, do you mind if I bug you again sometime in the summer? I'd love to come out and do it again. And usually, you know, if that happens, you never get a call back or a text back. And sure enough, a couple months later, he texted and said, hey, man, this is Rome. Would love to come out on the water again. It's such a blast the last time around. And so he made just lifelong friends with those fishermen. And that's just the kind of guy he is, man. He's magnetic. He's real. He's genuine. Oof. And that's all the traitsy stuff off the field.
It's incredible stuff on the personal, the character, the kind of things we can't see on tape, the kind of things we can't read stats about from Brock Huard, who knows him.
What do you guys think?
Building a locker room as well. That's what I hear there. You know, you got to build from inside out. You got to build culture in the locker room. I think culture is real, Coach. I think you would agree with that you've got to have guys that, you know, want to be there. Like I talked earlier, that is my question is, does Caleb love football? And it sounds like he does, but you'll find out once he gets to the pros and all the extra hard work that goes into it. And it sounds like Rome does as well, but I think he's building a nice culture and guys that love football and want to go to Hallis Hall and work every day. And I think that's important. You don't want guys that want to show up late, leave early, and all that kind of stuff, and people talk about it, but I think that's important.
Yeah, I think – and I don't want this to be taken the wrong way because Caleb's, I think, going to be great and fine. But I think that Rome will be a good influence on Caleb, you know? I mean, just – if nothing else, just reeling it in from all the attention maybe that Caleb gets. And as I said four times already, and we've repeated it, keeping the main thing the main thing. This could be a very good deal on the field and off the field, these two guys teaming up.
Pat, what were you thinking about, man? You had a theory?
No, I just wondered if Ryan Poles, knowing all along that he was going to take Caleb Williams – did he go to him and say, hey, man, who do you like? Who would you like to play with? What do you know of these guys? What would be a player you want to play with? And it's interesting they were on the same flight and all that kind of stuff. But
working out together.
Yes. Working out together.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sure we'll find out in time, but is that a question you would ask a rookie coming in? I know it's a first-round pick and the quarterback, but is that something you would ask? And that'll be interesting to find out. Did he have any, you know, opinion on who he wanted? And that sway Ryan Poles at all?
It's a great question because as the draft has evolved, as college athletics has evolved with NIL, mm-hmm. you've got a more empowered
It's a little bit like AAU basketball.
Yeah, right. You've got a more empowered group of young players than ever before, and there were some fears that some of these guys were going to try and upset the entire draft system, and that didn't happen, and Caleb didn't pull a power play of any kind. But when you show them that you actually think their opinions matter for young players, sometimes that can have a really good effect as you're trying to make sure that everything's comfortable. So I don't know. It'll be an interesting thing to find out. For anybody who does not know, I think it's important to say that Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze didn't just take that flight. As Tom Pelissero had reported, Odunze caught footballs from Caleb Williams while Keenan Allen and DJ Moore were there as well. So they all worked out together. All three wide receivers and Caleb worked out this week together. So
they telegraphed it so much, I can't believe it actually happened.
Right, it's
like
amazing.
It's such good fortune that Tennessee took the second tackle, that no one traded up with Atlanta to 8 to take him.
That Atlanta took a quarterback.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
When you think about it, having seen that coming, you would have needed the trade up for a quarterback maybe for Atlanta not to take him. Well, you know, it's amazing. And it was telegraphed, and here they are. Yesterday, Caleb Williams was asked, Pat, and was asked Coach, who we'd want as a 9 pick. And he had mentioned Rome Odunze. He also mentioned the tackle, Olu, his old teammate from high school.
Olu Fashanu, yeah.
But he's got to be excited. Coach, Caleb has to be excited to have this guy to throw to among everybody else. Now.
Absolutely. No question. I mean, I think that goes unsaid, and that goes a long way. You know, I mean, they're both going to be excited. They'll be calling each other, hey, what time you getting there? You know, when you get into Chicago, where are you going to stay? I wouldn't be surprised if these two guys don't live together. You know, I mean, all of a sudden get
one right, the same thing.
Matt,
yeah.
I mean, get something and team up early and see what happens. You know, we were talking that trade thing about the Bears in Atlanta. I didn't realize this, but the Vikings trade went up one pick to with the Jets to get J.J. McCarthy. You know,
I shared
so
that, yeah.
It was exactly what we were talking about. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we sat there and it fell right for us, guys. It really did.
So the picks since, and I know they're updated on all of our video stuff, great Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka, the unsung heroes of this entire operation.
Well, you just sang him.
Yeah. But after Rome Odunze, J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings, Olu Fashanu to the Jets at 11, Denver took
Bo Nix. Sat
at
right there and waited for a quarterback to fall and took whichever one was there.
And Brock Bowers goes to Vegas at 13 overall.
Folks, the first time in the history of the NFL draft, 5 quarterbacks in the top 10 picks. And then the 6th quarterback goes to Sean Payton at 12. Is it an insane overvaluing of taking a stab at the position?
We haven't seen a defensive player taken. There's been no defensive player taken in the first 13 picks of the draft.
So what is it, 19 offensive players, the most ever, right?
Yes.
Taken in the first round? It looks like it's going to be the over, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, Brian Thomas is a lock, mm-hmm. and then we got quite a few more offensive linemen that are projected to go in the first round. And I think Xavier Worthy is going to go in the first round as well.
Yeah, I said 10. I didn't think it would go this far before a defensive guy, you know. Mm-hmm. But I said 10 earlier today on about 2 or 3 shows.
So it's amazing. We're already down here at 13. And it's just it's exciting. What would you do to try and feed this relationship of Rome and Caleb more? You know, or do you just let the chips fall with this roster of very talented people as they look forward to this season, guys?
I think when they walk in the locker room as rookies, they're tied together at their hip for the rest of their Bears career. It's just that way. I remember going down to Hallis Hall. You know, we'd put us in the basement at Hallis Hall. Team Edmonds put us down there, and we all felt like we were all – I don't know if they still do that because it's a little different configuration, but you all felt tied together. So I don't think you have to do anything. You know, they already have their relationship pre-draft. I think now it even kind of solidifies it, makes it even closer now that they're just already there, which is kind of cool that they want to go out and arguably be the best tandem in the NFL. You know, there's some people they're going to compete against, quarterbacks and receivers they're going to compete against, but I think they're already tied together just because they're 2 top 10 picks, and we're going to put the pressure on them to, you know, change the franchise.
So you, Rami Makhlouf and Hub Arkush are coming up in 15 minutes. They will have reports. You'll hear from Ryan Poles, and they will be the first ones for you to hear the Caleb Williams back and forth with the Chicago media. This is from the Take the North podcast. Caleb Williams talking Rome Odunze.
Well, before I got to know him, he was, I don't know about him personally, he was kicking our ass on October, I think it was, when we played him. And it was not enjoyable then. But to be around him and hang out with him here, combines and all the other stuff that we've done, being around each other, it's been really fun to be able to work with him. Possibly, you know, if that happened, would be an honor for me and a pleasure. Another type of athlete and player he is, and also, you know, being around him, you know, since combine, really the type of person he is. So it'll be awesome.
Boy, that's great stuff. That's Caleb Williams talking about the man who is now his teammate, Rome Odunze, from the Take the North podcast. Our guys David Haw and Dan Wiederer.
And the Bears have just sent out a video like seconds ago of Caleb in like a back room of the draft as he's doing all the media stuff, pulling away and watching a video of the Bears' ninth pick coming in and it being Rome and him having a pretty big celebration.
That's awesome.
So they are obviously going to be very, very thrilled to play together.
And to your point, Pat Manley, a texter points it out, and I go back and look, and it's absolutely true. The Texans took Tank Dell in round three after talking to C.J. Stroud.
Hmm.
And C.J. Stroud had told the Texans, you know, I love how Tank Dell runs routes. I love how you run routes. I love how you play football, is what they had texted to each other. So there's a team last year taking C.J. Stroud's opinion into
account.
Great
poll.
Yeah, so that's a great call by the texter and a really smart way to do modern NFL drafting.
You know, that's pretty awesome what Caleb did. I mean, think about this. He's the first pick of the draft. You're taken by the Bears. You're in the press room. Everything is going on. Can you imagine what's going through his mind right now? I can't. None of us can. And he steps away to go to the TV to see who the Bears are going to take at nine. That's maturity. You know, I mean, that's it truly is. That's pretty. I mean, that's something that probably gets overlooked. But that's pretty impressive to me that the guys that educated on what's going on and how knows how important that pick was, that he's going to go and check it out. That's cool. That's really cool.
I got a thought on that, you know, this is maybe over the top, but it's – I'm going to bring in golf, but, like, Tiger Woods was ready for the moment, right? Is Caleb that guy that he's ready for this moment to take on the franchise, the city, all the responsibility of being a teammate, you know, just all the stuff around him? That's a big comp to put there, but – the way when Tiger Woods walked into the golf world and said, hello, world, or whatever, and then went on to handle everything the right way with the media and be an ambassador for the game, has Caleb been trained the same way through his family, through his upbringing, and maybe with the NIL that he's been receiving money already,
yep,
he gets to walk into the NFL and says, hello, world, I'm ready to do this. I'm already
a
pro.
That's a fun comp, Pat. Like, that is really fascinating, and I'm mad that I didn't think of it.
I had to bring up golf.
No, for sure.
We're in a town where we've talked about who can follow Jordan and the Bulls' legacy for decades. And, and the conversation always ended up saying it had to be somebody who wasn't afraid of it, somebody who just wanted it head on. And this kid has wanted it head on.
He said he wanted something
like this.
He said he woke up today and it felt like a normal day. Like, this is a guy who the spotlight is not going to be too bright. He just doesn't seem to have that in him. And, you know, I heard that Ryan Poles was pretty pissed that Jalen Johnson said that Caleb was Hollywood, because he felt like it was just, like, misconstrued in those comments on Up and Adams from Caleb's perspective. Not that Jalen was taken out of context. Like, this guy grew up in D.C. and chose to play college football in Norman, Oklahoma because of the coach. And then he followed the coach to Hollywood because he thought that coach was the best coach to get him to pros. This is not a guy who is in movies and that sort of. Yes, he takes on endorsement deals, but he also has a charity foundation that he set up when he was 21 years old about bullying and that sort of behavior. So it's not. I'm not saying that there is not going to be a Hollywood component to him. He likes fashion. He's not afraid of criticism. He's online and all of those sort of things. He's a different kind of cat. But he's not afraid of the spotlight. Like, he's very comfortable in it, but he doesn't seem to really seek it out. There are not a bunch of pictures of him at Nobu in L.A. or, like, partying with celebrities. That doesn't really seem to be his speed.
All that stuff, though, like, I don't mind that Jalen's saying that or that people have – tweeted stuff in the past few weeks or whatever. Pat, you were talking about earlier, and Coach, want to ask you, if you got a problem with a player or if somebody rubs you the wrong way, as long as they play their ass off and they're your teammate and they're playing hard and they're caring, like, that stuff doesn't matter as much, right?
No, it doesn't, and I don't have a problem with Jalen. I mean, Jalen's an all-pro player. You know, he made the Pro Bowl. He got a big contract. If you know, how many of those guys that the Bears have on their team? Let's not lose sight that this is, if not the youngest team, I think the second youngest team in the whole National Football League, right? So Jalen is kind of feeling his I don't know what the term
his
is.
His place on this
team.
Yeah,
you know, that I'm the veteran guy. I'm getting the big money. I was at the Pro Bowl. I'm going to say what I want. I'm going to kind of let these rookies know that that we're business here. And I don't have a problem with that. That's okay.
Coach Pat, thank you so much for being with us for the second straight year on these Parkinson Spiegel draft specials. You guys give us a credibility and an expertise that is just invaluable. We're thankful to have you as teammates on these shows and here at The Score. You are the absolute best. We are able to do these things because of our terrific sponsors. Draft coverage on The Score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. And of course, thank you to Aurelio's and everyone out here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Detroit. Mitch Rosen, our fearless leader. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Chris Tannehill making us sound better than we are each and every day. Of course, our guy, Ryan Porth. Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka, who made the digital broadcast seamless. Absolutely fantastic work. It looks great on X and Twitch and YouTube. You guys are amazing. Robbie Triano, Leo Stadaher, excellent work. It's been amazing to be here for a truly historic day in the Bears franchise that hopefully sets them up for literally decades, plural, to come. It is not over. You will hear from Caleb Williams. You will hear from Romo Dunze. You will hear from Ryan Poles. You will hear from Rami and Hub. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. Caleb Williams and Romo Dunze are Chicago Bears. Offensive football coming to the lakefront. It's Parkins and Spiegel draft special from Detroit on The Score.
Thanks, God.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.